Friedrich Rebbe said, when Mashiach will come, people will be so full of regret and remorse that they didn't take advantage of the opportunity to do things with Avodah. Once Mashiach comes, everything good, you'll have a desire to do it. So you won't feel the real pleasure in the good that you do because it's all going to be natural. There's not going to be any choices. Like the Tzemach Tzedek once said, somebody once came to him and said, Rebbe, what should I do? I have no desire for learning. So the Tzemach Tzedek said, what should I do that I love learning? In other words, if I love learning and I love doing mitzvahs and I love giving tzedakah and I love helping people, I don't feel the avodah there. There's no labor, there's no struggle. So even if Chas v'Shalom, the Eibishter might think of keeping us in Golus another second, Shrei Tayir, Kol Ma Sheyemelech Ba'al HaBayis Aseh Chutz Mitzeh, says the Gemara, whatever the Ba'al HaBayis tells you, you listen except for Tzeh. Who are we talking about? The Eibishter. The Ba'al HaBayis was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything he tells us, we listen. But when he tells us Tzeh, which means go away from me, go outside, so Yid says, Chas v'Shalom, I don't want to be even a moment in a situation where I'm outside of the Eibishter's Dal Adamas. Chutz from Shulchan Aviyam. Men bet, or men mon kwa yocho by the Eibishter. We demand and we plead with the Eibishter, Shlachna v'yatishlach, v'shnas or v'tchilas yatishlach. That year, Tav Shemun Beis, is actually the gematria of these words, yatishlach, Tav Shemun Beis.